Good morning, welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。Hello, my listeners. Today is Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. 让我们开始今天的节目。The first one is about a travel. It's from Wall Street Journal. Airports around the world battle long lines, canceled flights. Delays, cancellations, long lines, and lost baggage are plaguing air travel worldwide.As airlines and airports struggle with soaring summer demand and staff shortfalls. London's Gatwick Airport has told airlines to cut back inbound flights as it struggles with staff shortages and cancelled flights. Over a 4-day weekend celebrating Queen Elizabeth II's Platinum Jubilee earlier this month, lines of passengers waiting to check in stretched out of the terminal. Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport.Is limiting the number of passengers allowed inside, asking travelers not to show up more than 4 hours before their flights. It is also warning them to wear comfortable shoes for the hours-long wait once inside. 第一则新闻是有关于旅行的。随着夏季旅游旺季的到来呢，全球的机场都开始忙于应对客流高峰。但由于人员的短缺呢，机场和航空公司不得不取消很多航班，也延长了很多旅客在机场等候的时间。The second story is about a Kellogg. It's from Reuters. Kellogg took focuses on snacks with surprise three-way split. Kellogg said on Tuesday, it was split into three independent companies. In the latest U.S. corporate overhaul aimed at simplifying its structure and sharpening its focus on the snack business. Shares of the company, which began life in 1894,when W.K. Kellogg created Corn Flakes and it became known around the world for its breakfast cereals, were up 4%. The breakup of the Pringles and the Pop-Tarts maker would result in creation of a global snacking business that would also house its international cereal and noodles brands and its North America frozen breakfast division.第二则新闻呢，则是有关于 Kellogg 的，它来自于路透社。美国的大型食品跨国企业加乐士呢，宣布将拆分为三家公司，以专注其不同的产品线。例如，公司的品客薯片等零食产品呢，将和它的即食麦片分开，成为一家单独的公司。The third piece is about Amazon. Amazon names new retailer CEO. It's from The Verge.Amazon has named a new CEO of its retail arm just weeks after the previous CEO announced he would be resigning. Doug Harrington, a 17-year company vet, is set to become CEO of Amazon's worldwide stores business. Amazon leader Andy Jassy announced in an email posted to the company's website. Harrington has a lot of experience in Amazon consumer business, as noted in Jassy's email.Harrington joined the company in 2005 to build out our consumer business, launched Amazon Fresh in 2007, and in 2015 took on leading all of our North American consumer business, Jassy wrote. 第三则新闻呢是有关于亚马逊的，它来自于 The Verge。亚马逊公司呢昨天任命了一位新的高级管理人 Doug Harrington， 他将成为亚马逊全球线下零售业务的主管。以协助公司 CEO Andy Jassy 来解决困扰亚马逊的线下实体和它相关的物流问题。The fourth piece about the music. Beyonce dropped new song Break My Soul at midnight. It's from CNN. Beyonce announced last week she has a new album coming in July, and now she is poised to give audience an early preview in song. The Grammy winner subtly shared the news in the bio of her social media page, writing, "6,Break My Soul, Midnight ET." The track would be the first single off her upcoming 7th studio album, Renaissance, which is due out July 29th. 第四则新闻是有关娱乐行业的。流行巨星 Beyonce 呢，昨日正式发布了她第七张个人专辑的第一支单曲《Break My Soul》。该专辑本身呢，将于7月29号正式发布。The last piece is about Zoom.Not now, Zoom. Video calling service goes down in the UK and the US, leaving thousands of users unable to join conferences. It's from Daily Mail. Video calling service Zoom appears to be experiencing a major global outage, leaving thousands of users around the world unable to join conferences. Problems start around 1517 BST and are ongoing, according to the website Down Detector, which monitors website outages.Users in the US and the UK were both reporting being unable to join or start conferences via the website or the app, the company's service status page is reporting degraded performance for users of its web portal. We have received reports of a subset users being unable to access to Zoom web portal. We are currently investigating and will provide updates as we have them. A note on the site posted at 1538 BST reads, 最后一则新闻呢是有关于视频会议软件 Zoom 的。 Zoom 公司呢昨天出现了大面积的宕机，导致了在美国和英国的很多用户呢都无法登录使用公司的网站或者是APP。这个问题呢直到持续了几个小时后呢才得到了解决。All right, that's all for today's news story. 你可以在今天 show notes 里找到这些新闻的摘要，也可以参考同名公众号里的完整版。同时呢，公众号和 show notes 呢也提供了一些单词的中英文解释供你做参考。That's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. 好了，今天节目就到这里了，非常感谢你的收听，下期再见。